The Casper mattress always sounded nice, though.
It's Friday, May 31st, 2019. It's time for your bi-weekly dissecting of the cadavers of the video game industry. This is the Noob Shelter Podcast, Episode 1. Here I am, fighting the microclimates and broadcasting live from Noob Shelter HQ, somewhere deep underneath the city of Tacoma, Washington. Good evening to you all. I'm Matt Fugitive. And John.
Deep from Federalis Way, deep in the lair, comes Freebird. How's it going?
What's up, John? And Fade to Black is with us.
How's it going, everyone? Fade to Black, coming to you live from Puyallup, south of wherever the hell Matt manages to be now, since he's moved so goddamn many times.
Well, you know, I've only moved, like, what? Twice 80. Since I moved here? Three times? So
at
I used
least
to,
three.
I used to live in downtown Puyallup.
Five.
Then
no,
I lived. So. Then I lived on the Puyallup-Sumner border. Then I moved to the South Hill, and now I live in Tacoma.
So that's four.
All right, so
I was close.
But originally, I moved here from Spokane.
So that's five.
And then originally I moved all over the place in Spokane, and then I originally moved here to Spokane from New York.
Well, I don't care about that, because that was before I met you.
Well, hey, whatever. I mean, you know, to each their own. So we are back online again. Doing something new, we've scrapped throughout the video portion of the Noob Shelter. We're still doing a live video on Facebook Live. So if you want to see what we look like, well, I am. But they can hear you guys.
I was about to say, it's like,
they can
is.
Hear you guys, you know.
I mean, I got my eyeball picture.
Facebook.com/Noob Shelter. And then you can also listen to us now, noobshelter.com/live. We have a chat room up and everything. So feel free to come into the chat room. I doubt anybody's going to be doing this tonight because this is our first podcast. So hopefully, like, if we get known and get bigger, you know, if people start downloading, listening to the podcast, maybe they'll want to listen to us at Friday nights at 9 p.m. I don't know. Pacific. So, but yeah, we broadcast 9 p.m. Pacific. We try to get a pre-show going at 8:30 p.m. Pacific, just so we can make sure everything works. So far, we haven't had any issues other than Mike had an issue with his microphone, but that's okay. We got it fixed.
It was brief. I just had to turn it off and turn it back on again.
It's a little bit more easier to run everything just doing a podcast because you guys don't have to worry about John doesn't have to worry about his computer dying and getting caught on fire because he ain't running
right.
Video.
Yeah.
And you sound really good tonight, John, by the way, I should say.
Well, yes, you do.
Yeah,
hey, buddy.
And Fade, you're sounding pretty darn good, too. We got to get the gain up, get the bass up in your voice. But yeah, well, that's something we can deal with later. You're good for...
I thought you were
good.
Supposed to drop the bass.
Drop the bass. No, you're supposed to drop the mic.
I can't. Then that costs too much.
Yeah,
about that?
Same here. But my mic is like, you don't want to know how much my microphone is. It's too much. It's a Rode. So Rode gear goes expensive. So
mine's the Samson, so I paid a fairly decent one. I got a good condenser mic after I burnt through two of the cheap ones.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and Mike's got a decent mic too, because he's got my old
MXL
mic, yeah. I love that mic. That mic was great. I wanted something more digital that wasn't really Phantom powered, so this is this one works better. So but yeah, so we've been off the air for a while. We were gonna do a show two weeks ago, but we had an issue with our broadcaster. I was using, I don't remember who the hell they were. They sucked. I think I was using Mixler. and I was using somebody. I don't remember who the hell it was, but it sounded like we were in a tin can. And I had no control over the quality of the stream, over, you know, bit rates, all that stuff, or what microphone it was picking out, that I just said, you know, I can't do this. I was originally planning on doing a podcast through this other company that went completely monetized. It was through Shoutcast. It was a Shoutcast server. But they've completely, like, monetized everything. Oh, you need to pay, like $100 a month to have, like, 100 listeners and for us to store your crap. It's like, I don't need all that. I mean, I need the 100 listener count. So we're at caster.fm now.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening on the site, you'll see that our audio player is a caster.fm player. It's free. And we can get up to 400 listeners at one time. Mm-hmm.
Powered by Shoutcast, aren't we?
Yeah, actually, Icecast. We're on an Icecast server.
Icecast. Ooh.
We're on Icecast server.
That's cool.
I like Icecast servers better because they're open source and they're not as greedy as Shoutcast. Shoutcast used to be very open source. I remember I used to fiddle with them back when I did the Everything Sucks show after Alternacast took a shit and ran off with $40 of my money, the bastards. This is back in, we're talking back like in the early 90s, early 2000s. I've been doing this since 98, 99.
Yeah.
Where, what's up, John?
I dropped out. I don't know what happened. Skype just died, but a technical malfunction.
Oh, no. I don't have that.
I still see you. What happened?
Oh, I'm back. That's why. I disconnected. I restarted Skype and I joined the chat again or the call that quick.
Damn.
All right, what's the status of that power line adapter?
Oh, it had nothing to do with that this time. It was Skype.
Still at my place.
Oh, okay. We need to get that to him. I'll talk about the power line in a minute. I heard an interesting story about that on another podcast, but
In any case, I'm actually glad that we're doing audio only because then I don't have to freaking try and light balance my office so that my choice is either, you know, not seeing me at all or I'm Casper the fucking asshole ghost. So.
And I don't care if I'm light balanced either. I never really gave a shit about light balancing anyway, so it's whatever.
I don't want to blind people.
Well, whatever. We're ugly people anyway, so.
Hey.
Well, except for John.
That's right. I'm a sexy beast.
Well, I don't consider myself ugly. I just know that I'm pale. So, I mean,
damn, what is it? Irish, Scottish? Skin. I always get that confused. You're Scottish, right?
Irish.
Damn, bleached Irish boys.
Hey, don't even. I am not one.
Don't you flippin' die. We're gonna try to curb some bastard. Of the F-bombs too. I can't help if any of my. Side effects have F-bombs in them, which a lot of them do, but we're going to try to curve the F-bomb. We're going to cuss everything else. Ass, poop, shit, bitch, cool. Bastard. But fart, flatus, fellatio. But we're not going to say it. We're going to try not to say the F-word as much. So
it takes away some of the power of it.
I know, but, you know, it's stupid. It's just dumb. I mean,
no,
yeah.
I meant.
Oh, you're for
using
it.
Okay. It so much. Shouldn't be a filler word.
No, darn it. Dadgum. Friggin'. Yeah.
You could have said damn. You said that one was okay.
Yeah, that one's okay. I'm still trying to help myself curb my cursing, but I don't care. Just
It's 9 o'clock. We'll be PG-13.
It's the late show. Boom, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, wow. I need to get some boom, chicka, wow, wow music.
This isn't broadcast radio. This is
exactly.
A podcast. Come on now.
Exactly. But
I want it to sound like radio quality. I want it to sound
Why?
Because I'm a perfectionist. And it's easier to make it sound good when we're just doing audio and not worrying about all the other crap. So
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, what's wrong with cussing? I don't understand.
Nothing's wrong with cussing. Who is
messaging
me?
Just avoiding that particular word.
What's wrong with the word? I'm sorry. I'm confused. So confused right now.
Anyways, should not be doing Zen. I'm going to be getting me a cough button too. I found a cough button on Amazon for like $30.
Oh, nice. Was it an 8-second buffer or what?
It's just I push it, mutes it, pop it back up.
Oh, so, instead of just hitting it on screen?
Yeah, it's just I just tap it.
Oh, I wonder.
And then I untap it, and it's just like, yeah.
My mouse has all these 12 different macro keys. I bet you I could program that.
I wonder. That would be interesting. We should look into that, see if we can program.
I got the Scimitar.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I have the Strafe RGB with the Cherry MX Silence.
I have one of those. I have a Logitech G502. It's an RGB mouse. It's got a couple buttons on here, nothing fancy, but you know it does what I need it to do.
I just
kind of found things for Corsair.
I just found I was rearranging my office yet again, and I just found my old Microsoft Sidewinder mouse.
I might have somebody delivering me some Bigfoot Java. Yay. I need some Java in my life. Well, actually, I'm asking for an Italian soda, so that's just as good. So we got a lot.
Sad little man.
We got a lot.
Oh,
a
man.
A lot to
so
talk
much,
about. Holy
so
crap. I digress, though. I was just going to get back in that, like, real quick, that, you know, I started this back in 1999, 2000. I was playing on this thing called Lycos Talk Radio. It was before podcasts became a thing because there wasn't an iPod. Well, I think the iPod was out, but it wasn't really. I don't remember. But I did that, and it was on a 56K modem, and it was on a really crappy Toshiba laptop in a closet somewhere in Highland Mills, New York. And it worked out great. And that's where I met my longtime friend Steve Frost. He helped me co-host the show. He will always be a producer on that show if I ever decide to do it again, which I don't think I will, because there really isn't a need for it. I mean, there is a need for it. There's a lot that I can go on about, but I have fun doing this more. You know, it's more healthy. It's more positive. It's more stimulating for my amygdala. Keeps my amygdala, you know, at a decent size and not freaking out and blowing up all over everything. So I like
this
better.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Actually, I got all that from No Agenda Podcast. So,
aha.
Very healthy on the amygdala, I might add. Those guys are really good. So, and I want to thank them for inspiring me to get back on and doing broadcasts because they were one of my inspirations to get back in here. And we borrowed some of their sound clips, but I give them props on our website, so that should be okay. And they're an open source broadcast, so. And we also took the borrowed the value for value model from them. We'll get into that later in the show.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. So first and foremost, before we get in there, we got some breaking news going on here. Breaking news going on here. So, John, I'm going to let you take lead on this first one since you brought it to all of our attention.
Yeah, I was a little surprised you guys hadn't come across this one yet. But the U.S. Senator, let me drop the Kotaku article. I don't want to drop the whole 18-page bill in chat just yet. I'll link that at the end. But basically, they, much like over in Europe, a lot of the countries that have started to take a stand against microtransactions, loot boxes, pay-to-win in general, there is now, and it's now a fully bipartisan bill. We've got two Democrats and one, the Republican that wrote it. It's a bill that completely prohibits pay-to-win microtransactions and the sales of loot boxes in what they're calling minor-oriented games.
Mm-hmm.
There's some vague in here, too, the way they've worded, of course, because legalese is always like that.
Yep.
But
you should see my divorce papers.
Some of the key things is they describe a minor-oriented game is anything that is marketed to anyone 18 or under.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much a lot of games unless they're labeled A for adult or something like that.
Yeah, AO. MA is 17 plus.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. So this would mean that any game that contains a loot box or microtransaction would be labeled AO.
Okay.
Where's their definition of...
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Let's see. Minor-oriented game. The term minor-oriented game means an interactive digital entertainment product for which the target audience is individuals under the age of 18, as may be demonstrated by blah, 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 visual content. So this, the way it's also written, because it's talking about visual content of the product, music or audio content, that's going after Candy Crush and apps too, because those timers pay real money to get gems, use gems to skip the timer, like in Blades. I'm sure you guys all heard about the whole Elder Scroll Blades debacle.
I will see Candy Crush in hell.
Yeah. So all of those things fall under this blanket too. So those are minor oriented games, anything that is targeted to anyone under 18. Let's see, add-on transactions, pay-to-win microtransactions means an add-on transaction to an interactive digital entertainment product that, with respect, blah, 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 we don't need all the legalese. From the perspective of a reasonable user of the product, is a game offering a scoring system, a set of goals to achieve, or a set of rewards, or sense of interactive progression through the product's content, including but not limited to narrative progression. Basically, anything that you can pay real money for that'll ease your progression through the game, assist you in getting accomplishments or achievements that you could have gotten by playing the game, getting gear or loot, weapons that you could achieve and earn, but you're paying to get them outright. All of those will become illegal, or at least has to be marketed to 18 plus, like you're a casino.
Damn, so
that makes sense.
You got your pay to win, and then loot box specifically is the random chance to get these various items that you can only get by paying real money. So EA is gonna feel it, because the FIFA, that whole trading system, they've got, that's where they make millions upon millions of dollars every year. It's one of their primary revenue sources. So not only EA, but what is it? Not the ESRB, but the other one.
A big game from Activision or EA.
Oh, that was the wrong clip I wanted to play. Sorry, keep going.
Good job.
I forget the other one. The ESA, there we go. They are trying to stop this bill themselves. Let's see. Loot box, randomized or partially randomized fashion, unlocks a feature of the product or adds to or enhances the entertainment value of the product, or allows the user to make one or more additional add-on transactions that you could not have made without purchasing the first add-on transaction, and the content of which is unknown until you've made the first purchase. All of those are considered loot boxes. So that's even going to hit Fortnite with their slightly random skins if they have those anymore.
So they're actually going to go after skins, too, that have no benefit whatsoever other than making it look pretty.
Yes and no. It's the random aspect, or the semi-random aspect, where you're shown the percentage that you could get this item, but you're not guaranteed.
Oh, so
you can still buy it outright.
It's that game of chance that's pretty much, well, if you can purchase it outright, they're not going to count that, because it's, once again, it's just cosmetic.
Yep.
You know, it's just to make you look pretty.
But if you pay money and you have a 10% chance of getting an epic skin and a 90% chance of getting something shit, that's what they're going after.
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense.
And then they are not going after, I know it's in exclusions. Here we are. So basically it is DLC will be fine, because that is a one-time purchase that unlocks all the content.
Mm-hmm.
Subscriptions like WoW are excluded, because you're paying for access to the content.
Yeah, you're paying for a service.
Yeah, it's specifically the pay-to-win microtransactions and the loot boxes that this goes after.
Yeah,
but
which I'm okay with.
Yeah, this is exactly what gamers have basically been saying that they want.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, the industry isn't going to regulate itself. Now we have to wait for the government to do it.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh,
I actually have
the best part.
Go ahead.
This is to be regulated by the FTC.
Oh,
I kind of figured that, because I remember seeing something earlier This is why this kind of caught me off guard, because I didn't know this was coming down the pipeline. I knew the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, was looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they actually threw a frickin' bill down and said, hey, and we're going to make this happen.
The Senator Haley? H-A-W-L-E-Y, Haley, is a Republican from Missouri.
Holly.
Like Holly, but with a W instead of an O.
And he has kids, but they're too young to even play video games.
Well, you know, typical. We got the male Tipper Gore here now. Let's just hope that like he's just going after the boxes and nothing else.
Yeah, but at the same time, he doesn't want them to end up getting, you know, having to go through that crap. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want my daughter to freaking be dealing with that.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, I got a clip I want to play real quick. It's about a minute or so, but it's from IGN News, and it talks about this in great detail here.
A new bill has been introduced to the U.S. Senate that would limit the sale of loot boxes and other certain microtransactions in video games at the federal level if it gets approved. Senator Josh Hawley announced the Protecting Children from Abusive Games Act, a bill intended to protect children under the age of 18 from practices in both console and mobile games.
This is more of the dumbed-down version of what John just explained in case anybody didn't get what John said.
Yeah.
That allow the purchasing of in-game goods. Specifically, Hawley is referring to, quote, pay-to-win games that allow players to buy random rewards, such as loot boxes, with real-world money. Should the bill eventually pass and be turned into law, the Federal Trade Commission would then be in charge of enforcing this ban, while state attorneys general could also have the power to file lawsuits against companies violating this law. Quote, social media and video games prey on user addiction, siphoning our kids' attention from the real world and extracting profits from fostering compulsive habits.
No shit!
Hawley said in a statement reported by The Hill, quote, no matter this business model's advantages to this tech industry, one thing is clear. There is no excuse for exploiting children through such practices. Part of this proposed legislation comes from complaints the FTC receives, as reported by The Washington Post, of parents who are unaware of their kids purchasing things in games marketed as free games. In response, the Entertainment Software Association suggested the U.S. Senate look toward other countries like Germany and Ireland that have determined loot boxes aren't gambling. Quote, we look forward to sharing with the Senator the tools and information the industry already provides that keeps the control of in-game spending in parents' hands, ESA Acting President Stanley Pierre Lewis said in a statement. It is worth noting that in the past, other countries such as the Netherlands and Belgium have declared some loot boxes a form of gambling and aim to work with companies to remove them. The FTC also previously announced in 2018 that it would be investigating the impact of loot boxes. The controversy around loot boxes has, of course, been ongoing for years, and this bill is not yet the law in the United States.
No shit, it isn't. And to that guy from EA. Oh, fuck, I'm in edit mode.
I have a collect call for...
Anyways.
Douchebag!
That's what I was looking for. That button. That's for that guy at EA. Keep your fucking mouth shut. And why the hell do we gotta, like, you know, replicate Germany? I don't care what Germany's doing. I care what we're doing. I don't want, like, pay-to-play or... pay to win.
Yeah, pay to win. Pay to play is basically just a service. You're paying for a service to play.
No pay to play, pay to win. I don't give... pay to play, obviously. I mean... But pay to win, no. That's bullcrap.
Hey, welcome to Melody. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Melody, what's up? Welcome to the Noob Shelter. Anyways, moving on. Welcome to the Troll Room. That's what I'm gonna call.
Let's see.
The den of chatters. But anyway, so the whole bill.
Hi, Mom.
So you have gone through.
Darn it! That's not the full bill. So
this I got
is
it
the,
right
here.
That's
the FTC.gov. I was actually gonna drop that anyways.
I just dropped the full bill in there.
Thank you. But if you look at that link there, that is the FTC's Protecting Kids Online page. It's ridiculous. This is what they're referring to. They work with the ESA on.
Talk to your kids. Cyberbullying. Talk to your kids. Yeah. Kids online safety. Parental controls and rights.
Yeah.
So when did the FTC become the PMRC?
Yeah, and then let's see. Where's the ESA one?
Huh, interesting. Their website loads like crap.
Yeah. Oh, here's the parent resources page. The ESA's page isn't even secure.
update your certificates, yo.
Oh, that's awesome. This is their parent resources page to help you get to the other stuff.
Oh, it's because they don't have certificates on here. That's why. Okay. Well, that's fine because you're not logging into anything. If you're logging into anything, then you want those certificates in there. You know, I deal with those on a daily basis.
Yeah. That.
That's part of my job.
Oh, here's the learn more about. Oh, you're now leaving that page and it takes you. Ah. Mm-hmm. And that's just a thing about the ESRB.
How to prevent cyberbullying.
Quick tips for parents.
This is stupid.
Check the rating, check the reviews, teach your children.
I'm going to teach you all.
Welcome, Melody, part two.
Aha.
I'm going to teach you all right now how to prevent cyberbullying online.
Oh.
Scenario A, your child is the one being cyberbullied. Block them, mute them. Just get rid of them. Part B, your child is doing the cyberbullying. Beat the living shit out of them and get them away from any and all electronics once and for all. There you go. You don't have to go to a website to read that. It's right there. I'm not promoting child abuse, but if your child's going around cyberbullying people, you need to put a kibosh in that. That is your fault, not their fault, because you didn't teach them how to handle electronics responsibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are. I understand where you're coming from.
Sorry.
But
I'm a father. And
there's
I'm
a problem with that, dude. I understand you're a father. Okay. I understand that. The problem with that, though, unlike you, me, and John, and I know at least a handful of people that I know for sure, everyone else seems to be a part of the whole entitled generation. Those people have started having kids. Or right. Have had kids, and they're reaching these ages where that's where a good portion of this bullying is coming from.
So are you?
It's from those kids of entitled parents who basically became entitled kids squared.
Mm. Yeah, I hate that. Okay. See, whatever happened to the geeks would inherit the earth? How come all the bullies? Well, I guess they're growing up.
They
getting
out-
their hands
procreate.
On- That's true. Idiocracy, good movie.
That's the best way to describe it, man. They out-procreate us. It's actually scientifically proven.
Yeah. Ah, jeez.
Stupid people screw more than we do.
So, how about that Death Stranding?
Oh, God. Moving on. But yeah, so anyways, we got the bill in there. It'll be on the show notes on the website once I get the notes up there. I'm pretty much just going to copy pasta everything up here onto the site from now on, so you'll have access to it. But yeah, take a look at that bill and call.
Keep
your...
us from spiraling much further there.
Exactly.
We're going down a hole we don't need to go.
Yep, that wasn't in the show notes. This was just supposed to be breaking news about the bill, and we
you
started
and
spiraling
the
all
the
over.
The stew of a sizzling like fajita meat.
Moving on. Death Stranded trailer dropped. This is another breaking news article. This is a pretty big deal. I saw the trailer. It's 8 minutes long.
Oh, it's so good.
It was really good. It is by our lovely friend who did the Metal Gear Solid series. For the life of me, I can't remember his name. Guys, help me out.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah,
he edited the video too.
The man, the myth. It wouldn't surprise me. The man.
Should
the
I drop the video?
Drop the video. Let people check out the trailer.
Make sure you don't break.
Would prefer if you checked out the trailer after the show, so you can listen to us.
16 seconds in.
Anyways, so we got. I mean, yeah. Oh my God, this trailer was just simply amazing. It's beautiful. A lot of big names in there. Let's see who was that? Mads Mikkelsen, who I know from playing Hannibal in the TV show Hannibal. Really good actor.
Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. Is that how you
yes.
pronounce it? Mikkelsen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Norman
There's
Reedus.
Also Norman Reedus.
Yeah, from Walking Ducks Dead. Yep, he's in there.
Boondock Saints is better.
Pretty much. What's happening, what it seems to be happening, is that Sam, played by Norman Reedus, He is some kind of genetically altered human, or he's born, and he... I'm not exactly sure what the hell's going on. I just know there's a lot to do with baby fetuses helping people see.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That was creepy, but I'm going to allow it. I mean,
I wish I would have previewed it. Amelia was in the room when I watched it. I was like, okay, look away for a few minutes. Especially
not...
as it got closer to the end, I was like, I think it's going to get dark. You should look
trailer
the other...
is borderlining PG-13/R. Just a heads up if anybody's got kids.
Yeah.
It is after 9. My son could handle it. My son could handle it. My daughter, not so much. But it's a creepy trailer, but it's a really good trailer. And I'm kind of interested in what, is this going to be an RPG? Is it going to be like another Metal Gear Solid? I know there's some, looks like some third person shooter mechanics involved there that I saw.
I kind of was getting the, what's his name? Uncharted feel from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be PS. Cool. It looks like it's going to be PS exclusive. PlayStation exclusive?
Probably. At least, maybe at first. We might get a port eventually.
November 8th is the drop date, it looks like, of this year. And I am really excited about this, and the whole freaking planet is excited about this, because, yeah it's Hideo Kojima's Swan Song.
Exclusive.
It's a Swan Song. It's going to be an exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I saw a couple of the other trailers that didn't make sense to me. I was like, is he trying to go all Pink Floyd's The Wall with this thing? Or is he trying to go Eraserhead?
Yeah. Well, and one thing to count is, though, is that it's not just Norman Reed is voicing the character. They like digitally mapped his
body. No,
and
I know.
Input it into the game, which is freaking amazing.
His head, his... Yes. Like everything, even all the actors.
They Skyrim Grandma in him into the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm loving it. I mean, this is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see it. I'm gonna play this game. Hopefully, they have a demo out, because this kind of game, I think I'm gonna want to demo it first before I actually spend money on it. Does that make sense? Because I'm not sure how I'm very particular about my games since I'm in my old age. I like
that's what Games Pass sort of thing is for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
Games Pass isn't gonna have this game
on
there. Even PlayStation Now, whatever the hell they call their streaming service that they got.
Wait, they have one still? I thought they discontinued that.
No, their gaming streaming service is still active. It used to be you had to stream it, but now you can download the games to your PlayStation.
Oh.
So, yeah. The streaming sucked. They know it sucked. This is what I was talking about back when we were doing the video episodes of the Noob Shelter, Mike, where I was saying streaming sucks. So what did PlayStation go and do? They switched it to a download. But again, I'll keep an open mind. We'll see what Google does.
But that's just it. As I already talked, we already had this conversation. Are you really trying to get me back
into
this?
Fire! Fire!
Seriously?
No, I'm joking. We're gonna move on.
Stepping stones, man. Stepping stones.
So
Game Pass was a stepping stone.
We got a lot to
PlayStation
cover.
PlayStation Now or stepping stones.
I know. We got a lot to cover. We're moving on. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie. We talked about it back in our video episode. It's been delayed until February of next year.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay!
All right, so the reason why this movie's been delayed, if you haven't been around, so Sonic the Hedgehog, they released their first trailer about less than a month ago. I thought it was good. I'm really excited for Jim Carrey playing Dr. Robotnik. I think that's going to be amazing, although we do not know if he's going to be Dr. Robotnik in the movie or if he's going to be Dr. Eggman. That has not been brought to our attention yet. Or that is not.
I hope to God it's Robotnik.
I hope so too. Eggman does not fit Jim Carrey. If if Jim Carrey later on in the movie gets fat and round like an egg, okay, I can see Sonic calling him Dr. Eggman.
Yeah. But
calling him Dr. Eggman right out of the book when he gets off the bus and he's skinny as a freaking bean, no. Anyways. Well, that,
even in the, like, if you want to even consider it canon, but the cartoons and the stuff, the Eggman, Dr. Robotnik, was always dumb.
Yeah.
He was dumb and fat and dopey.
Yep.
Dr. Robotnik was smart and
that was
conniving.
Our guy.
Uh-huh.
When Sonic came out in Japan, he was Eggman. When he came out here in the United States, he was Robotnik, because nobody thought that they would take Eggman seriously. Just as back in Japan, Princess Peach was Princess Peach, and in America, she was Princess Toadstool.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh, we gotta combine all these, you know. So, Princess Toadstool, Peach, whatever. I remember that from Mario 64, and I was just like, what the fuck? But moving on. So, anyways, a lot of people complained about Sonic and his looks. That they compared him to the kid from Jumanji. They were superimposing what's his face? His face onto him. Oh, Nicolas Cage's face onto his body. A lot was going on. A lot of memes came out of that. But so the director of Sonic the Hedgehog, and I don't have the article up, and I'm an idiot for not having it up, and for the life of me, I can't remember dude's name, Jeff Fowler.
Yeah.
He immediately, after about a couple days after the trailer was online, he's like, okay, we're going to go back and change him. Hang tight. And then everyone was a little worried, like, can they get him changed by November? How bad are they taxing their art department in doing this? And I get it. You know, that was – I kind of thought the same thing, too. On the 24th, he released the following tweet. Taking a little more time to make Sonic just right. Hashtag no VFX artists were harmed in the making of this movie. and the – but Sonic's got his glove on, holding a spinning card that says 2/14/20. So he's going to be a Valentine's Day movie. Oh.
Hey, if I actually, I'm okay with them pushing it back 4 months, because that, you know, if he's
they're gonna
giving his FX team plenty of time to try and modify things.
Monetarily wise and showbox wise, this is a smart move. Because how much epic crap is coming out in November, that whole fall, winter quarter, that whole
right.
time.
Pretty much.
You got Frozen 2 coming out this year. You got the last of the Skywalker trilogy.
Star Wars in December, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. This is smart. They should not have even thought of doing a November release. They're going to make a lot of money off this movie come February. I guarantee you. If they do Sonic right. Now,
unless someone drops a Deadpool on Valentine's again.
Oh, God. No, they're not going to do that.
They won't do that twice.
They might, but not in 2020. First. Not 2020. They're going to do it. Like, if they're going to drop another Deadpool, it's going to be 2021.
They would release it on April 1st, and no one would believe that it was actually coming out, and it would be perfect.
That's true.
That could be. If
anyone's listening that is taking notes on that, you can use that.
I doubt it, but hey,
I know.
It's a nice.
Hey, you know, it's you a can nice use thought. That one. If you're listening.
It's a nice thought. Anyways, so moving on, let's get to our actual news. We have some. Let me get my notes here. Looks like we actually have some video game news to.
I know.
We got some actual video game news to talk about. So, one of the big things we were going to bring up on our last episode that we never had was the fact that it's finally happening. WoW Classic is coming. They're doing testing, and we have a launch date for anybody who's interested in World of Warcraft and for anybody who wants to play the original classic World of Warcraft.
Leroy!
So, as some of you may or may not know, and I'm kind of familiar with this because I used to be in the underground server scene. So WoW private servers were kind of a big thing.
We're tired. Yeah.
Many moons ago. Okay.
I'm part of that crowd too.
I'm pretty sure there's still some WoW private servers out there. I just haven't had the need to get on there and play WoW anymore. I'm just kind of over it. I never was addicted to WoW. The only thing I've actually ever been addicted to is nicotine. That's it. Cigarettes and vaping. That's it. And nicotine in general. Just, you know. But video games, I played a lot. Like Destiny 2, I got absorbed into. Oh, shut up. I got to fix that next show. Mariners win. Anyways, yay Mariners.
Where the hell did that come from?
I got into heavily.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I see that.
Yeah, the Mariners.
See what? What are you guys talking about?
I get notifications.
He must have the MLB at bat.
I get notifications on my computer and on my phone about the Mariners and the Seahawks, and the Mariners just won their game.
Yeah.
So it just sent me a notification on my computer and probably on my phone somewhere, wherever that is, that the Mariners won. I don't remember what the score was. I just dismissed it. I just saw the Mariners win.
4-3.
4-3. Who were they playing?
I swiped it away.
This is me.
I don't know. I saw it for a second. I have MLB at bat because T-Mobile gave it to me for a year for free.
Yeah, I got that too. I got the whole MLB
the Angels
channel. Angels. Okay. Well, the Angels suck, so.
Oh. The LA Angels. Well, they're LA doing better than
Angels.
We are.
Screw you, Anaheim! Anyways, going back in here. So anyways, I used to do the private WoW servers thing. I remember there was a lot of big WoW servers dedicated to Classic. One of the biggest ones were shut down a couple of years ago by Blizzard. And they brought some of their guys in. The private server guys to actually take they settled out a court or something like that. I don't know what happened, but they took those guys and they brought them in, and I think they did some collaboration or something. But we're getting launched.
I think we talked
Hold
about
on. I have, yeah,
we actually
I have
did talk about that
on
the show.
I still remember some of that. Default cease and desist for
that was what it was.
Copyright, but they didn't actually file with the court. Because what they did after that was they wanted to make that official so that they knew. But after that, they extended the invitation to them to come to
the HQ in Cali, yeah.
Blizzard. Yeah. And to talk to them about that server because of how popular it was. And it gave them, you know, that, you know, idea of, okay, well, if it's this popular, maybe we should think about doing something like this.
Yeah, and it
you know,
was
have
huge.
It official so that you don't have to worry about people
Everyone
running
was
it.
Freaking you know. Out when it went down, and now everyone's rejoicing that it's back up. Here's the funny thing: actual WoW players who never did the private server circuit that are now playing on Classic to see what it was like. They probably jumped in after Burning Crusade, like I did, or Wrath of the Lich King. They're like, oh, what's all these bugs about? Why is it taking so long? That's part of the game, you bozos.
Right.
I've been seeing a lot of stories about that. Everyone complaining that these bugs are actually features of WoW Classic.
Nice. Ooh,
I know,
ooh, is the plague back?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
They learned their lesson from the plague. I remember the plague. One of the private servers that I played on actually had the plague infection.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well,
I remember
kinda.
That. So, but
kind
yeah,
of
that's
awesome.
That's awesome. I mean, but yeah. Anyways, it looks like the release times for login for going live are as follows: Pacific time, Los Angeles Pacific time, 3 p.m. August 26th. We're getting it a little bit earlier than everybody else. Europe on August 27th is getting it at. Oh, I think this is all around the same time anyway, so. Europe is 12 a.m. European time. Taiwan is 6 a.m. on August 27th. Korea, 7 a.m. Australia, New Zealand is 8 a.m. And Universal time, 10 p.m. August 26th. So, WoW Classic global release in 86 days, 17 hours, 7 minutes, and 48 seconds and counting. And you can go to worldofwarcraft.com and check that out.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. What was the beep,
down
beep?
Down with the monkey. So here's another one.
That was me.
What
Don't worry
the hell
it.
Are you doing?
Beep. I turned on my AC. I was starting to burn the freaking hell up.
So here's another one. Sorry, Christopher Lambert fans. They're going to reboot the Mortal Kombat movie.
Dude, this is actually, you know, no offense to Christopher Lambert. He actually was one of my favorites as far as he did really well with under the role as Raiden.
Yeah.
However, I am really freaking glad that they're doing a remake of that movie because, goddamn.
The movie didn't age well.
It didn't age at all. It was good when it first came out.
When it first came out, it was like, oh my god, this is the greatest movie ever, and the greatest video game movie ever. And then Street Fighter came out, and we're like, this is okay. Raul Julia is a pretty badass M. Bison. And then Super Mario Brothers came out, and I was like, oh, this sucks. We failed.
Okay.
I don't know which came first. I don't have my timeline in front of me. I'm probably
wrong.
Here's
the kicker, though. Here's the kicker. To me, some 90s movies, aged like wine, really good and actually got better with age. Mortal Kombat aged like milk.
So we have cheese.
No.
Mac and cheese
life.
Mac and cheese.
That was perfect. I love this new setup. I was like, bam, I was on that shit. Anyways, so it looks like they're going to be getting a reboot. Pre-production on the movie is already beginning later this month, according to local reports, and it's going to be done in South Australia. Some reporter attended a press conference. They're talking about numbers here. 70 million injected into South Australia's economy and create 580 jobs. Outside of filming, post-production video effects is going to be handled by local companies. Mortal Kombat movie, which does not have an official title, is produced by the Aquaman and Fast 7 director James Wan.
Okay.
Aquaman was good, from what I heard. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet either.
And a script by Greg Russo. I don't know what he's done.
Russo?
He's one of the Russo brothers.
Yeah.
Avengers?
Greg Russo, IMDb, Mortal Kombat, Death Note 2. Are you sure that he's one of the Russo brothers? Because he's not getting anything that I'm seeing here. I'm not seeing anything for this Greg Russo guy.
Untitled Resident Evil.
Oh, nope, never mind.
He is reboot. Not one of the Russo
brothers.
Take
that back. Oh, okay. No, he's not one of the Russo brothers.
Okay,
he's somebody new to the game because he doesn't have any credits.
Anthony, Tony and Joe are the Russo brothers.
Yeah. We had their names. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know who this Russo guy is, but he doesn't have anything under his belt. This could be his big debut.
Hey, it could be good.
It's going to feature the directorial debut of Simon McQuoid, who's directed commercials such as the Michael ad for the PlayStation 3.
What? It could be another Wayne's World then, right?
Oh, God.
I have a collect call for anyone. Will you accept?
No. Because this is completely bonkers. You're going to put a good franchise in the hands of two unknowns. I don't know. We'll see.
They could knock it out of the park, though.
No.
They could want it that bad.
Or it could be
know.
A dumpster fire. Yeah.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I have seen some really bad movies that they just wanted it so bad that the movie itself was great. The graphics and some of the acting sucked, and the directing, you questioned their decisions. But the movie was solid.
Yeah.
The Lost, or what was it? Yeah, The Lost Skeleton of Kadavra. You gotta look it up. It is a horrible B-movie. It is amazing, and it just, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, as far as Mortal Kombat goes, I think the redeeming factor here is the fact that James Wan is going to be, he's going to be
a
part of it.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a producer.
He's going to actually be able to do quite a bit to help it.
I hope so. I mean, everyone was skittish about Ready Player One, but then Steven Spielberg got on as a got behind it, and everyone was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully
it takes someone like that, because I mean, dude, James Wan. Yeah. Oh, the credits that this dude has. Holy crap!
Right. So I want to segue for a minute. I have a clip here I want to play. I don't have it on the notes here because it was something that was on last minute that I got that was on the last notes from the show that we didn't do. AAA. They're releasing an Xbox game. Check it out.
Bob Davis, CEO of Driving Essentials XE, is so concerned about young drivers, he and his team created an Xbox video game to reinforce driver's ed lessons.
And even when you do behind-the-wheel driving course, they never have you do anything dangerous. They never have pedestrians cross in front of you. You never drive at fog or in thunderstorms.
The virtual reality feeling game takes teens behind the wheel, giving them experiences they wouldn't otherwise have. And the response is promising.
It turns out the teens do want to learn, but they also want to get credit for learning while they're on their Xbox.
A fun and unique way to get experience behind the wheel ahead of the 100 deadliest days that AAA is signing off on.
Well, I encourage that. You know, we have great driver's education products, but when you can take a product like that, an app, and involve it in a game setting, that's wonderful. Lack
of judgment. The game is called Driving Essentials, available right now for instant download on the Microsoft Xbox site, going for $39.
All right. So
apparently they've never played Grand Theft Auto 5.
I was thinking the same thing. Okay, so I saw this game. I saw videos of it on the news report that I watched. It looks like horse shit. It is so horrible. It's
what
like
was it called again?
I forgot the name of it. Let me Google it real quick. That's how bad it was. AAA.
Well, the problem with doing a search for AAA game is
AAA.
It's also an informal classification for games.
Driving school. Driving essentials.
Ah.
Driving essentials.
Aha! I found it. Because my Google Foo is on.
You dropping that link?
I'm gonna. I don't have a link, but give me a second here. There we go. It was KOHU is actually where I got it from. And
we know many parents
link.
Not big fans of those videos.
Got it right there. But yeah. And apparently they released this game because of a statistic for, like, the next 99 days, people who have just gotten their driver's license, there's going to be a crap ton of accidents involving teen drivers. This is a AAA statistic.
Why is
they say
it
more than 1,000 people on average will be killed in crashes. So that's why they created this Xbox game. For the $39 that they're asking for it, no. If you really want to curb teen driving habits and you want to use it in a video game, you need to release it for free. It needs to be free.
Yep.
Okay? That's what it needs to be. It does not need to be $39 freaking dollars. Okay? $39 freaking dollars will buy you, like, what, two days in a driving school? I'd rather, like, invest money in putting my child through driving school. That way I know they get the essentials than paying $39 for a game I don't know anything about. And from what I've seen, looks like crap.
Well, you know what? If that $40 came with a free AAA membership for when they get their license, that'd be another
thing. Yeah, for like
thing.
A year or something like that. Some kind of incentive. That's different.
You know. I honestly think that they should not have done this instead, you know, do something more helpful, like, oh, I don't know, a driving simulator. You know, you put them
that's what this is
in
supposed
a freaking driving
be.
Simulator in a cockpit type thing with a wheel. They have the freaking pedals and you stick an HTC Vive on their head.
Yeah, exactly.
Immersive.
Exactly.
That would be
a
lot better because it feels like you're driving.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
$40 for VR if it was done well enough.
If they did it on the PlayStation and made it a PlayStation VR game and they offered it for free, that might entice some parents to go buy PlayStation VR helmets.
I'm talking like not doing this in home, but like
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. They could do that. I mean, there's plenty of cheap VR. They don't need an HTC Vive. I mean, the low end Oculus would be more than powerful enough to do that.
Yeah, as long as you can strap it on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's just the first thing that popped in my head. But it's like, take it into VR, because then you have that more of an immersive experience, because, you know, when they turn their head, they'll see, you know, their periphery. They'll be able to look around and be in that. I mean, basically taking a book out of, commercial pilot training.
Right.
You could actually check your blind spots.
Exactly. This game is a freaking joke, man. I mean, yeah. I understand. I give props, because I think it's a good idea. I just think that
execution.
Execution. Mad props, but no, yeah. they definitely needed to take this in a different direction.
Yeah,
totally. So it looks like we had our first.
Technical malfunction!
There we go, we're back.
What'd you break?
I didn't break anything. For some reason, the server went offline. Yeah. it looked like it wasn't too long. Let me check the logs and see when it went down.
I see that we got some... that Melody had the ping time out a while back.
Yeah, I missed that. Well, that wasn't on us. That was Freenode that pinged out.
Okay.
Well, that was my mom. She was having issues listening, so she had to dip out.
Okay, so it looks like it was at 10 o'clock, so we've only been off the air for 4 minutes. That's fine. You didn't really miss much, anybody. It's okay. I'll have to keep an eye on the server status here. That's interesting. I wonder if they had a global shutdown. That's why, because it looks like the next global shutdown is going to be in 13 days, 23 hours and 55 minutes. So I wonder if
the fact that it happened exactly at 10 o'clock.
That doesn't surprise me. Maybe.
Let's see. So
we are back online.
Central.
Yeah, we're back online.
Okay.
I have no idea.
They're hosting us from?
Not a clue.
All right. Oh well.
They're local time. They got me on local radio time, so I can't really tell. I'll have to look the logs when we get done. But yeah, so the recording didn't get interrupted, but was still recording. So hey, that's good.
Thanks for sticking with us.
The butt plug-in.
Okay, so it was only the live stream that cut out.
The stream that went down. Yeah.
Still going to be in the podcast, correct?
Yeah. I'm thinking what we're going to do is we are going to create a backup recording on our next show, just in case. But it looks like I did not see the recording go down, and it looks like the recording icon is still up, so we're good. Okay. moving on. I'm keeping that in the show. I'm not going to edit any of this, because this is all going to be just uploaded as is. We're raw. We're live.
We're the noob shelter. Some level of technical malfunction at some point is implied.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods. You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh? Come here, bitch. Stand and deliver.
Speaking of bitch, let's move on to Call of Duty. Who put that in there?
I did.
Go ahead.
Okay, so as far as I'm aware, you two aren't very big on first-person shooters.
Let me give you a little sampling of my thought of COD in relation to FIFA.
That's the most FIFA AIDS thing I've ever seen.
There you go. Continue, Mike.
Wow. Anyway.
I hate COD!
I get that. Shut up.
I like the fish, but not the game.
I'm going to punch you. As far as Call of Duty goes, there has been announced a new release, which is basically a revamp of the first game in the Modern Warfare series. And what they're doing, though, is something completely different than they have done for this series. And that's they're redoing Modern Warfare on top of the fact that all DLC and map packs will be free. You won't have to purchase a season pass. You won't have to purchase DLC. as soon as it's available, you get to download it for free and use it. They're also planning on doing cross-platform. As far as I'm aware, they're trying to make this a cross-platform game between, last I checked, computers and PlayStation.
Okay.
They're trying to go around Sony's embargo on cross-platform by hosting it within their own servers.
Okay. That's cool.
It is a step for video games in the right freaking direction.
Exactly. Right. As far as crossplay goes, yeah, totally. You mentioned that, and I didn't add this to the list either, but I'm going to throw it in there real quick. A little something that I found out that is happening that I wanted to talk about.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or your family actually seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Just pick up the phone and call the professional.
Call the Ghostbusters.
They are remaking Ghostbusters the video game, and it's being remastered. I am so excited about that, because I played the living crap out of the original Ghostbusters video game for PS3.
Well, okay, that's not what I was expecting. I thought you were going to freaking announce that another Ghostbusters movie is coming out.
We know the other Ghostbusters movie is coming out in, like, 2020, okay? But they're remaking Ghostbusters video game for their anniversary coming up. And it's coming out this year. So I don't know much else about that other than that's that. And I saw that on GhostbustersNews.com. So
that's awesome. That I'm excited. Really is.
Yay! I can't wait to get it and replay again. Ooh, I would replay that game again, except I don't have a working PS3 at the moment. So
I know. Emulation. Do you want to buy yours back?
No. No. So we have this other story on here. Blizzard pin to benefit the Trevor Project. You put that on.
I did.
Go ahead, Mike. You do it again.
So, I saw this today, actually, and I wanted to share it out. It's basically a LGBTQ pride pin.
Nice.
That Blizzard is producing. And the Trevor Project is basically trauma prevention, any sort of trauma, including suicide prevention, for pretty much anyone. I mean, they do have emphasis on LGBT, and that's what they try and train their counselors and the crisis counselors for. But the proceeds for these pins, and they're $15 a pop. They actually put a purchase limit on there. You can only buy 5 of them. And so they're $15 a pop, and they put this in the description that all the proceeds minus at cost, so cost of manufacture, cost of shipping, and, obviously cost in case someone wants a refund. But other than those costs, everything, all of the rest of that goes directly to the Trevor Project.
That's nice. Awesome.
They are not taking any profit at all from these pins. They're selling them. They're donating all the proceeds to the Trevor Project.
That's really cool. And you know what? We here at the Noob Shelter support our LGBTQ community. The way I think of it, it goes something like this.
Still humping the American dream.
Exactly. Just going out, doing that American dream, man. Love you guys.
Why did I hear humping?
Because that was Raoul Duke from Fear and Loathing.
Still humping the American dream.
Okay.
But I mean good things, not bad things. God bless you all. So.
Way to go, man. Way to go.
Somebody can hear me. Somebody's downstairs on the other side of the shelter doors here. And they heard me talking about the Ghostbusters game, and they said, pretty sure the Ghostbusters game is on the PS4 now. It's part of PS Now, he thinks. So, thank you for that information.
That's hilarious. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to come downstairs just to correct you.
No. We got a whole setup on the other side of the walls here. The walls going this way are not soundproof, so they can hear me. Everything going up should be soundproof because I put all the soundproofing above my head so the people upstairs wouldn't hear me yell and scream like Alex Jones. but yeah, so there we go. But that's cool that Blizzard is definitely doing that. And it looks it's going on until July 31st. Pins are about 1.75 inches wide, 1 inch tall, by about 0.09 inches thick. It's pretty cool. It weighs approximately about 0.03 pounds. And they're made of a metal alloy with hardened enamel. So this is not like some just random pin. This is some pretty legit stuff. So
it's an actual
and it looks like
alloy.
A cool pin. I think I might actually buy one of those.
I'm going to get one for my bag for sure.
Yeah. I'm planning to pin collection to purchase it. And
after
they are available
after payday on the 15th, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, they're available through the 31st of July or until or until supply runs out. So,
yeah. Oh, and I just got a screenshot. No, that's not it. That is not it. No.
What?
He was talking about Sanctum of Slime. He just sent me a screenshot of what he saw, and I'm like, no, different game. So, yeah, he sent me a screenshot of what's on PlayStation now, and I'm like, no, that's not it. No. Anyways, so that was kind of a heartbreaking moment there. Thanks, Brad, you bastard. moving on, Epic Store is still absorbing PS game exclusives, large and small. It looks like Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint is going to be an exclusive.
Okay. Dude, I really don't care about that one.
Yeah. But the question is why is Ubisoft's games going over to Epic's launcher? Why they have their Uplay launcher. Why don't they just make it an exclusive on there?
Money.
Unless they just gave up on Uplay, which they probably
No,
did.
They didn't. Money.
Money.
Yep.
Money.
A lot of these companies get a kickback when they sign the exclusivity deals with Epic. That's how they're beating Steam on these exclusivity deals.
Well, and Ubisoft isn't completely exclusive.
Yeah.
The exclusivity for Ubisoft
also
is they
moved,
can't...
Anno 1800 away from Steam and put it on Epic, on the Epic Games Store.
Yeah, but Ubisoft can still... can still drop stuff onto Uplay.
Yeah. That's still just messed up.
Because that's their direct sale.
Exactly.
So, the long-delayed indie title Outer Worlds has also been announced as an exclusive to Epic Game Stores on PC and to the Xbox One on consoles.
Outer Worlds has been known. It's Outer Wilds.
Outer Wilds, yeah. Thank you. Sorry, I missed
it. It's a relatively small game. There where it was the thing that's making people the most pissed off about this whole one on this is it was crowdfunded and it was advertised as being available on Steam and GOG and all of those platforms. And now it's Epic exclusive for at least a
another
year.
Another title. Was this by the same company? Oh yeah. Mobius. I see that right here. They crowdfunded the buzzworthy time looping space exploration game. They previously planned to release it on PC, Mac and Linux via Steam. They moved to Epic, which I don't know what that means for the Linux group or the
nothing. Or it means they don't get it.
Yeah, which sucks.
For at least a year, I think it was looking at the timeline that we looked at a few whiles back.
So Epic CEO and co-founder Tim Sweeney was quoted taunting Valve a bit by saying Epic would stop buying up exclusives if Steam committed to a permanent 88% revenue share for all developers and publishers without major strings attached. I guess you could blame Valve for this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Epic's launcher is still a piece of crap. We've already did on a previous video, on our last video episode, that Epic... Those guys, like, we did a side-by-side comparison of all the launchers that I had on my base. We looked at Uplay, we looked at Epic, we looked at Steam, we looked at, what's the EA launcher? I forgot the name of it.
Origin?
Origin, because I don't use it. It's just there, in case I ever want to play Command & Conquer. But yeah, so...
Which is coming back out.
Yeah, I know. They're re-releasing that. I'm going to talk about that next episode.
Oh,
I'm going to save that for next episode because we got a lot. Here's another big thing that came out.
Outer Wilds is available on Xbox Game Pass effective today, though, if you did want to play it.
Ooh, I might because I have Game Pass. So, Netflix.
I might have Game Pass for a little bit longer, too.
Moving on, this came out on the 13th and was going to be on the on the first show, but we moved it to today. Netflix is coming to E3 this year to make video game announcements.
Great. Honestly, it's the next step in their evolution. They went from DVD to streaming to, you know, producing and creating content.
So Netflix is going to come to E3 for a panel called Bringing Your Favorite Shows to Life, Developing Netflix Originals into Video Games. This news broke via the NX Social channel, which exists to promote science fiction and fantasy content on Netflix. The NX and E3 channels held a blatantly PR back-and-forth discussion about the upcoming expo on Twitter, with NX asking if they could get a panel at the show to show off some games. When E3 asked for a teaser of what to expect, NX responded with GIFs of its upcoming Stranger Things 3, the game, but also promised definitely more to come.
Interesting.
So here's the thing. Okay, so we know that Netflix has been doing interactive videos. Have you guys known about that?
Yeah.
Bandersnatch.
I played the Minecraft.
We noticed it about a year ago. With they did a Shrek, no, they did a Puss in Boots, interactive story that me and the kids played around with. It was kind of funny, actually. It was pretty well done too.
There's a Bear Grylls one too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them now. I mean, they are all over the place. It has released interactive content on Netflix with Minecraft and original content. Like, what? There's a Minecraft one?
Yeah, it's really good.
I have to check that out. My son's going to freak.
Yeah, and they actually, as long as you don't stop from the continuous play through the whole thing, your choices can affect the way the videos play out with characters and things.
Nice. Interesting. I'll have to mess with that later this week, and I'll get back to you guys on my thoughts. So, okay. Netflix getting into video games. That's interesting.
I don't know. Did they make that Stranger Things game for the phones?
They made a Stranger's game for the phones, but I don't know if they made this Stranger Things 3. I just know that there's a Stranger Things game for the phones, but I don't know if Netflix was behind
that. That one's really good.
What, the one for the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome. It's an 8-bit throwback.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
I will have to check it out. Moving on, because we still have a lot to do here. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're making a huge dent here, but I want to get through all these. Sorry, guys, if you have lives.
What?
One of the biggest things that I'm excited about is the Oddworld franchise. They're coming out with Soulstorm, the first sequel in the political platforming series since its reboot in 2014. Has any of you guys seen the trailer for this yet? It is amazing. It looks so beautiful. I highly recommend that you check it out. Screen busting because it's pushing the sense of 3D depth to Oddworld's side on environments, because you know Oddworld is a side scrolling. New and Tasty was 2.5D. This one's Lanning and his team are calling this one 2.9D. And if you've seen the trailer, you'd understand. It's going to be really cool. This should have been a quick shot, but I just wanted to get it out of the way because I'm excited for that. So.
Okay.
It's going to be set in an industrial hell from what the first trailer shows. So,
okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm totally about that. Oh, and then there, of course, is a new Pokemon mobile game coming out. Pokemon Rumble Rush, formerly known as Pokeland, was officially announced on May 15th. Developed by Umbrella, Pokemon Rumble Rush is a free-to-play spinoff based on the canned or evolved Pokeland. whatever the hell that was. In it, you control a Pokemon as they battle through stages, picking upgraded materials along the way, similar to the Wii's Pokemon Rumble game. Game can be played with one hand, so you can use something else for the other hand. Woohoo!
Wow.
Tonight, you will get your dick ripped off. That doesn't sound right, does it?
The game can be played with one hand and offers a constantly evolving set of islands that can change every 2 weeks. Yada, yada, yada. It was unveiled in Japan on the morning of the 15th as Pokemon Scramble SP, but is going to be known as Pokemon Rumble Rush in the West. It's coming to iOS and Android. Details to come out as they are... as they see fit. So, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick here. We're jumping a bit because we're going a little long here because we have a lot going on. I might actually cut one or two of these things out. So we are doing a value for value type setup, similar to one of the podcasts I listen to, No Agenda Show. I love that podcast. It keeps my amygdala nice and healthy, especially with all the political bullcrap going on out there. The one thing I like about the show is their value for value model. They don't have any advertisements or advertisers. I want to keep it that way for us because I don't want us to bow down to some demigod who says, pimp this product even though it's crap and we'll give you money. I don't want that. So that's why I'm adopting it. So noobshelter.com/donate. Throw us some money, anything over $10, you'll get a producer credit on the show. We also accept all other forms of donation, show artwork, promotional materials, voiceovers, music, sound clips, show notes, archiving, and effects. We love them all, so please consider helping us out. Donate, noobshelter.com/donate, or if you want to contribute in other ways, shoot us an email, show@noobshelter.com, and we'll chit-chat. So... But yeah, value for value, that's the way we want to do it. That's the way we want to keep it. We don't want any of that other, we don't want advertisers. Especially like, oh, if EA is like, we'll give you a bunch of money to like talk about our stuff in a positive light. No, I'm never going to talk about EA in a positive light. That's never going to happen.
The Casper mattress always sounded nice, though.
No, I'm not going to, we don't need a Casper mattress.
Oh,
I do.
Sorry. If you guys want to do your own thing and get your own sponsors, you do that. But, you know,
fine.
And the money that we get doesn't go in our pockets. It goes to keep the show running. Any money after any money after the show runs, after we get the show running, any money after, then we'll split it between all of us. So, but. You know, we all have jobs. We all have lives. That's why we do this bi-weekly. We'd like to go weekly, but again, we have lives. We have families. So the only time we can do it right now is bi-weekly. But yep. That gives you a big old dump of show. So, because we're not really on a time limit. I mean, we are, but we're not. So, noobshelter.com/donate. Check us out, please. And chip in. I actually have a little something that I found that I'd like to play. Where was it? Did it not go in there? Nope, that's the wrong one. I didn't get it in there. Oh, because I never loaded it. I'll load it for next show. But it pretty much just says, just send us your cash. So we like money. And no, we do not accept Bitcoin. Sorry. We tried that once because somebody requested it a long time ago, and nobody ever sent us Bitcoin. So, and Bitcoin's dropping in price anyway, so it's whatever.
Yeah, all like the $2 or $3.
Dude, I keep track of the cryptocurrencies, Litecoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. They are dropping like rocks. They are dropping.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah, it's a fad.
We hit a peak, and now the peak is hit, and now we're going back downhill again. So
While it was a novel idea, that's all it is a novelty. I mean, the cons well outweigh the pros of having cryptocurrency.
Yeah, totally. So, anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and 86.
I still think we should go back to a barter system.
So here's a big one that I want to talk about. There's two from the Mouse House. We were going to talk about some YouTube gamer, but I'm not even going to bother with that because he's a douchebag and shouldn't even
play it.
I'm not even going to bother with
douchebag.
Black that out. So some news from the Mouse House. If you don't know who the Mouse House is, and you've been living in a can.
How did you miss your opportunity to push your douchebag button?
I should have.
Right?
I know. I'm getting tired.
I had to do it, and I did it really bad.
Milestone Hulu right. announced Wednesday its streaming service has reached
so
26
terrible.
Point. In a major milestone,
okay,
Hulu
so,
announced Wednesday its streaming.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you. not you. Not you. The CBS News thing that popped up. Anyway, so Disney announced on Tuesday, May 14th,
Tuesday.
That it has struck a deal with cable provider Communist Cast.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even set up for that one either. Damn it. I'll get better next show.
Douchebag!
Communist Cast that gives the entertainment company control of the streaming service Hulu.
Hulu.
Hulu. Comcast, as early as January 2024, can require Disney to buy NBC Universal's 33% interest in Hulu or be required to sell its stake for the fair market value at that future time. Disney guaranteed a sale price that represents a minimum total equity of $27.5 billion. So it looks like Disney is taking over Hulu completely. Walt Disney Company and Communist Cast Corp. have also agreed to fund Hulu's recent purchases of AT&T Inc. Incorporated's 5.9% interest in Hulu. Disney CEO Bob Iger said in a media call Tuesday that the deal gives the company the ability to bundle its streaming services with ease, meaning consumers can buy one, two, or three of its platforms. The company has Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu under its umbrella now. Hulu has nearly 27 million paid subscribers. So, okay. So we know Disney's coming out with Disney Plus. Why the hell did they buy Hulu?
They're keeping them separate. So Hulu is going to keep on with the same content and all that, and
yeah.
Disney Plus is all the movies and the kid stuff and all that good stuff.
Actually, what Disney is planning on doing is they're planning on transitioning adult focused content to Hulu, and mainly keeping kid based content to Disney Plus, Disney
okay.
movies,
well,
Disney
I guess that makes
shows,
sense.
Stuff like that.
But
with the exception of the Marvel and Star Wars.
Well, that
yep.
makes perfect sense. John, what were you going to say?
The biggest thing of that, no more Vault.
I know.
All of it is streamable.
It will be on Disney Plus. It will be streamable.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
no
can
more
watch,
Vault
you
with
can
Disney
watch
Plus.
The original Alice in Wonderland, the original Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. There will no longer be a Vault. It's all going to be digitized.
Yep.
The one question, and we'll talk about this next show because I think I have an answer for it, is what is Disney planning on doing with its lesser-known IPs as far as keeping them locked in the vault? Not really PC-type
well,
IPs.
So the vault is still going to be there, but that's for their physical content, the Blu-ray,
yeah.
DVDs, stuff
yeah,
like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, I got that. But I'm talking more like the type of information that you shouldn't have out there for people to stream, namely
yeah.
like Song of the South.
Yeah, exactly. Or
Three
the whole, or like Dumbo
just,
with the whole crow scene.
Well, they're just. Well, I'm
they've
pretty sure
a,
they've already.
I think
edited,
we have an
you know,
answer for that.
Dumbo.
And I'm gonna find
they
a new
didn't
story on
edit
it.
Them. They've got a thing they put on about the time period that this movie was made, and they're not doctoring them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to
they're
look.
Keeping the integrity, and they're putting a disclaimer about when this was made. These were the views, and do not represent the current views or climates of the world.
I will do more research on that and get back to us next show.
Yeah, that'll
That's
be
actually,
a good one.
That I have to give them props on that one. Then,
that's
yeah.
Gonna, that's
so
gonna
they're not discrediting their work; they're just kind of putting a disclaimer to it.
So real quick, we're going to just barrel through some of these, at least mine I'm going to barrel through. Digital capitalism time here, folks. Steam Summer Sale 2019, dates have been released or have been leaked. Looks like June 25th. And then ending on July 9th. So prepare your wallets.
Oh, man, the 25th, right after Payday.
I know. The horrible.
Damn it.
That's how they focus it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Bastards. So what's this NASA deal? I'm assuming that's a John thing. Or is that Mike?
No, that was me. That was
Mike,
me.
Not me this time.
That was something that I stumbled upon, actually. So NASA has decided to make their entire media library, pictures, videos, you know, GIFs, anything like that that they have made and have made available publicly accessible for free and copyright free.
That's awesome.
So you can do whatever you want to it. You don't have to have permission. You can use it in YouTube and you will not get copyright striked.
Yay! Oh, I can see some of these beautiful nebulas and galaxies.
A lot of those images are amazing, and you don't have to freaking worry. And they make them, you know, full definition, like the original file size, which some of those files are a couple hundred megabytes.
Yeah, wow. Those are big files.
Yeah, because they're high definition images.
That is pretty cool, man. I'm going to go ahead and skip this other one that I had under our Shut Up at Science thing. We're going to move down to
Cruise.
But this is what in the hell is this about?
Oh, God. I know.
Shiny.
Why?
Sexy,
no.
Chiseled vampire man.
No. Cedric Diggory.
I don't care. Shiny, sexy vampire man.
No,
is going to be Batman.
He's a quick play Batman.
I'm Batman too.
Robert Pattinson has been named. I don't care. It's actually official. This is an older report, but it's actually been officially. He's been officially named the Batman
for the
upcoming movie called The Batman. Directed by Matt Reeves, which will be hit in theaters on June 25th, 2021, because the Batfleck, Ben Affleck, decided to say, I'm done.
There's potential there, but it's going to be distracting.
Honestly,
to
have
actor.
I kind of feel like since they went with Robert Pattinson that they're going to bring back bat nipples.
Oh, God. No more bat nipples.
Clooney bat nipples.
They say the 90s are coming back, but please God no.
No, and no cod piece either. No bat.
Yeah, no.
Bat ass.
We don't need the cod.
We don't
anymore.
Need bat ass or cod piece or bat nipples.
No.
I'm Batman
too. I swear they did that specifically because George Clooney was the Batman.
Yeah.
Probably.
I am the Batman.
Especially
Batman,
the whole dressing scene and just how they put the suit on and just the angles that they took, like, I swear to God, this is softcore porn.
So we actually are doing good on time from what I can see. I think we can talk about this this douchebag here real quick. I will drop the link in on the in the browser there. But there is a YouTube gamer named Pro Jared. And I've seen some of his stuff before. He is accused of soliciting nude photos from minors.
I'm not surprised.
Douchebag!
Pro Jared. Nadbenbauer, whatever, douchebag, Jared Douchebag, a popular gaming YouTuber who before today had 1 million subscribers, has been accused of soliciting and receiving nude photography from underage fans. He has not commented as of 22 days ago on the allegations. His wife, cosplay star Heidi O'Farrell, accused him of infidelity, citing as the primary reason for the couple's pending divorce in a Twitter thread detailing the end of their relationship. O'Farrell then brought up Douchebag's effort to receive nude photos from fans, which she was aware of during their marriage. In the beginning, it was a joke on Tumblr, O'Farrell. Then it was its own Tumblr account just for nudes. It was ostensibly a body positive space for consenting adults, and I approved on that basis. According to O'Farrell, Douchebag's efforts escalated to the use of a private Snapchat, which she was initially unaware of and felt uncomfortable with. So,
how can she feel uncomfortable with something she was unaware of?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, so.
But I mean, once you're made aware, aren't you going to be uncomfortable with all of it?
So I'm going to look into this a little bit more because we love getting after these sicko assholes with all of our might. We like taking them out to pasture and beating the crap out of them. But I want to dissect this a little bit more. I want to deconstruct the story a little bit more. So this is on my to-do for review for the next show. I'll have a little bit more on this. Because this article was 22 days ago. So I want to check the... I want to check out her Twitter account. I want to check out his Twitter account. I want to check out his YouTube feed, see if he's posted anything. So I will come back to this. This is something that I will definitely handle. So, yeah. What an asshole.
Cool.
Right?
Fire! 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 Fire!
So another thing that I was going to dump that I wanted to talk about was the this one news story that came out of CNET about a week or so ago, talking about space pirates. So Ted Cruz,
douchebag,
warns of space pirates. Says Space Force,
Ted Cruz.
Space Force is the answer. Space
yeah.
Force.
Oh. I got another one that broke today, sort of. We'll talk in a minute.
Oh, my God.
So even Elon Musk has reacted to the senator's justification for U.S. Space Force. So, Cruz, a Republican from Texas, the guy who beat Beto O'Rourke, the punk rock guy trying to take his seat, alluded to space pirates in opening remarks on Tuesday, around May 15th, for a hearing on the emerging space environment, operational, technical, and policy challenges before the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation and Space. Cruz referenced how the ancient Greeks and subsequent nations have called on naval forces to protect waterborne travel and commerce from bad actors. Pirates threaten the open seas, and the same is possible with space, Cruz said. In the same way, I believe we, too, must now recognize the necessity of a space force to defend the nation and to protect space commerce and civil space exploration. We're not even there yet.
I swear to God, he's never seen a picture of what quote-unquote pirates look like on the high seas in this day and age. They're not some high tech in some stealth boat. They're Somalians usually in jalopies.
Guns. But those guys, those Somalians in jalopies, can take down big ass tankers. Have you not seen Captain Phillips?
That's not my point. How do you expect those kinds of people to end up in space unless they catapult themselves?
They're gonna launch one of their jalopies into space using bottle rockets.
Fire!
Jalape! No, you know what they'll power it with?
What?
Freedom gas.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I heard about that. We'll talk about that next show. That's funny. Oh my god!
But I had the link from the Department of Energy and everything.
All right, I'll let you bring it up. Jesus. Even though it's kind of tech related, I'll let you bring it up.
I mean, since we're talking about Ted Cruz and Space Force, I mean, the Department of Energy calling natural gas freedom gas.
The Trump administration has been working to make a Space Force reality as its own branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, despite a snarky reaction to the name from some of the corners of the internet. Well, all right. My thoughts. The name is dumb, but right. I'm okay with us having somewhat of a presence up there in outer space.
Honestly, it sounds like something out of Spaceballs.
Spaceballs!
Surrounded by assholes.
Trump, have you looked in a mirror? No, I'm not going to get into politics. but yeah, so I just wanted to drop that out. Now, Mike, go ahead. What's this freedom gas?
Oh my god. Wrong person.
Oh, who had the freedom gas?
So, yeah.
That's John.
Oh, John. Sorry.
Department of Energy put out a thing. What was this? 28th. Just a couple days, a few days ago. The U.S. Department of Energy advanced its commitment to promoting clean energy, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Increasing export capacity from Freeport is critical to spreading freedom gas throughout the world by giving America's allies a diverse and affordable source of clean energy.
Oh, my God. They actually call it freedom gas?
And it goes on further. More exports of U.S. LNG to the world means more U.S. jobs and more domestic growth. Where is it? There's something about the... I found it and lost it. Molecules. Ah, here it is. I am pleased that the Department of Energy is doing what it can to promote an efficient regulatory system that allows for molecules of U.S. freedom to be exported to the world.
Wow.
Who said that? Who actually freaking said that?
Assistant Secretary for Fossil Energy, Steven Weinberg.
From the same people. The same marketing executives who brought you Freedom Fries. We give you, the United States of America presents Freedom Gas! Yeah.
And not the stuff made by cows, kids.
Oh, God.
No, it's not cow farts, kiddies. It's not the methane out of the buttholes, which is causing the global warming, which is... That's a discussion for another day.
Yeah, that's a different day, but...
Dear God, let that be a different day.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we got a couple...
I want to be freaking talking about is cow farts.
So we got a couple of quick shots that I want to get through here. If my, I need to get a better pointer here.
What?
Got a couple of quick shots I want to get through here. Grumpy Cat's dead. Who put that in there? You talk about it.
I thought you did.
I thought you did.
Oh. Well, Grumpy Cat died at the age of 7.
Yeah. Poor Grumpy Cat.
Poor Grumpy Cat. I mean, he's never going to be a keyboard cat.
No.
And keyboard cat is more of a faux cure to me because keyboard cat was a Spokane resident. So.
Wow.
But yeah, apparently Grumpy Cat died from complications following a urinary tract infection. She was 7 years old. Grumpy Cat, whose name was given... whose real name was Tartar Sauce, became an internet celebrity after her owner's brother posted a photo of the cat to Reddit in 2012. Yep. No! That's the meme that Grumpy Cat is known for. So, I want one of those cats, though. They're cute-looking meanies.
Have you seen Persians?
Persians? No, I haven't. Persians pretty good.
They got the smush face. They're... I'll send pictures. We have three currently in the house. No, not quite.
Is our plan to inform...
It's a different breed.
So, a new... moving on. A new zombie movie starring Bill Murray and Adam Driver. Peter Venkman and Kylo Ren are going to be starring in a movie called The Dead Don't Die. That is going to be released on June 14th. Pretty much... Murray and Driver are cops, and they are dealing with zombies.
Yep.
And apparently Iggy Pop is in the movie. He's going to be playing a zombie.
So is Tilda Swinton.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
She's playing a coroner.
Cool.
Or no, she's not a coroner.
Hey, Danny Glover's coming back as a gas station attendant.
Yep, he's in there too.
Holy crap, Carol Kane's in there as a demon too? Tilda Swinton as a ninja? Holy crap, Tom Waits? I thought he was dead. No, Tom Waits is alive. He's going to be playing a hermit called Hermit Bob. Steve Buscemi? Oh my God. Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need to go see this movie.
It snuck up on me. I didn't even know it was made.
Wow, I can't believe.
I found out about it because it was shared to a friend of mine. Her daughter shared it or shared it and tagged her in it when she shared it. And I was like, what's this that I don't know about?
Wow. Huh. It looks pretty good. I mean, Danny Glover's coming back for this one. That's pretty pretty interesting. You know, last time I seen him in a movie was like a long, long time ago. It was like, I think it was the last Lethal Weapon movie that he did. So that's pretty cool. And then, of course, I actually did have the AAA Xbox game down there at the bottom of the quick shot. So does anybody else have anything you guys want to add?
No.
Mike?
I got nothing.
Well, then I guess that's going to wrap it up for us.
Oh. Hey, only 13 minutes.
And you
minutes
thought
short.
We had too much stuff.
Ah, well, you know.
We covered it all, right?
Yeah, we did. So, we usually eat into more of our time than we normally do because we're doing show
Bunny
prep
trail.
For video and everything, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything went a little bit more faster this time, so. But yeah, I want to thank all you guys for listening to us here on the Noob Shelter. You can check us out at noobshelter.com, facebook.com/noobshelter. We'll have the some stuff going on here. We aren't going to post any videos on YouTube anymore, but I'll do my live streams on there. I'll probably be streaming live next week, but we'll see you the week after. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stick around for our end of show mix, compiled by yours truly.
Coming back, bro, can you see this right now? The whole lot of the doors that you hear. This is so crazy right now, guys. Holy, guys, this is so crazy. Guys, I'm going to give someone a skin when I'm back out of this game, so don't leave the stream anywhere. I'm going to give someone a skin after I'm back out of this game. Oh my god, this is so crazy right now, guys. I'm so hyped, guys. Drop my life, drop a sub right now. Holy, everyone, I'm so hyped.
I am so hyped, bro. This is the craziest event. And this TV's buzzing as well. Right, we need to go to the Der Burger.
Every time, like, my character moves the eyeballs. What the hell, guys? Guys, it's got a heartbeat. Can you guys hear that? It's shaking. It's got a heartbeat. It's got a heartbeat. Everybody subscribe to the chat right now for Iconic. Drop a like.
We don't want to miss it. Make sure you guys on the live stream, make sure you guys come hang out here. Text it with your friends. Tell your friends to join. They don't want to miss it. There is now an eyeball.
Guys, hi right now. Spam H in the chat if you want Iconic. Spam F in the chat if you want more, guys. You're going to be modded a few of you guys. This is crazy, bro.
The eyeball's going so big. Guys, we need to go to Tilted. We need to go to Tilted. We need to go to Tilted. Oh my god, guys. Oh my god. Everybody spam F in the chat right now. If you guys want your name to appear on the screen, drop a like, drop a sub, and turn notifications on and spam F in the chat. If you guys want your name to appear on screen, like all these other guys, drop a like and drop a sub.
Yo, everyone subscribe right now, post notifications on, guys. I cannot stress this enough, guys. You guys are crazy, man. You guys are all crazy.
That's the next 5 people who subscribe to the channel right now, guys. Subscribe right now. I'm subbing back to you right now. Guys, I have just subbed back to one of you. Turn back to the next person. I just sub back to you guys. Everyone, spam F in the chat right now if you want to get a sub back and mod.
Share it with your friends because it's about to happen. And you guys spam F once you guys have.
Guys, we can break inside Crazy Grove. It's coming back right now. Oh my lord, guys, stay in the stream.
You guys are absolutely crazy, man. Like, honestly, the support you guys are showing on a whole is just crazy, guys. I know I'm crazy myself, but, bro, like, honestly, you guys are nuts. Let's get some hype in the chat. Spam F, guys. I'm going to mod someone in celebration right now, guys. I'm modding people every minute.
I don't know what's going to happen. This is actually insane, guys. It's dripping so much right now.
I subbed, I like. Are you going to be in event? Of course. I subbed. Thank you so much for dropping a sub. My boy. I subbed. Thank you, Chappy. I like. Thank you for liking. Yeah, how much time do we have left? I subbed. Thank you for the brand new sub, man. I appreciate it.
We have 1 minute left, chat. We have 1 minute. We have 1 minute left. We have 1 minute left, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Batman too!